Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 19. And we want to talk about what happened when he raised him from the dead. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 begins really with the idea that you may know and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. In this passage from Ephesians, Paul prayed a powerful prayer, longing that God's people would know several things. One of those was the great power of God towards those who believe. And this is the same mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead. If the death of Jesus is the supreme demonstration of the love of God, then the resurrection of Jesus is the supreme demonstration of God's power. We could say that what the resurrection is really all about is power. The essence of the cross is love. But love without power isn't enough. Without power, love may be noble or well-intentioned, but it isn't enough. We need both God's love and his power. And the resurrection is a demonstration of the fact that God's self-giving love is full of power. The great power of God brought life to the dead, but this mighty power that raised Jesus went beyond his resurrection. That same power raised him to the heavens after his resurrection, raising him above all demonic foes and every potential enemy in all ages. This power, that which raised Jesus from the dead and lifted him to the heavens, this same power is for those who believe. Now, what can we say about this power? Well, this power is greater than the worst evil and harm of humanity. Jesus was subjected to the very worst in mankind when he was crucified, yet this mighty power of the resurrection made him triumph over it all. No matter how bad man is, God is greater. This power also brings healing. When Jesus rose from the dead, he no longer suffered from his wounds, even though they were still visibly present with him. The power of resurrection is a healing power. Also, this power is toward some people. Paul says here, it's toward us who believe, according to at least Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Now, we might think that this power is toward those who do great things, or toward those who have achieved some high spiritual mystical place. That's not what the Bible says. This power is towards those who simply believe. And this power is for continued living, not just for a one-time experience of resurrection. The power was not only to raise Jesus from the dead, but to raise him permanently above every enemy and spiritual foe. This is an abiding power, not a one-time experience that ended when it was once used. The wonderful truth Paul explained in Ephesians 1 is that resurrection power is here for the people of God, those who believe now. It's not only for when they die. God wants the same power that raised Jesus from the dead to live in his people today. It is towards us who believe. So believe and receive it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.